Hello again. How you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 48 of the Libertarian Republican podcast. Thanks again for showing up. And this episode is going to be about the Canadian truckers. Well, just truckers versus the ruling class. I think this is what's going on in Canada is great. It's just absolutely wonderful. But I think that it really shows that we've got a real disconnect in the world, not just in America, not just in Canada, but in the whole world, between the laptop class, the ruling class, the politicians, the bureaucrats, and the working class. You know, that's what this is really all about. I think we've seen this during COVID. It's really a war on the working class. The people at the top, they don't care about the working class. They don't have any respect at all for the people who actually pick up real things and move them around in the real world. People who get their hands dirty. You know, they look down on the working class. And I think it's become very political. I mean, this is the real political divide has become the ruling class, the people who think they're better than you, and the working class, the people who actually work for a living. You know, you've got the laptop class, people who sit at home punching on a computer keyboard all day, or people who are on the phone or who do Zoom calls, Zoom meetings. And a lot of those people are government. The people in government, the bureaucrats, the politicians, the people who don't really do anything. They just shuffle paperwork around. They just make rules. You know, they bark orders over the phone. And then you've got the people out there in the real world, the deplorables, right? The people who are actually doing the work. The people building the houses, building the cars, raising the food, raising chickens, growing wheat. Growing, you know, all kinds of, just doing the real things. Steel, aluminum, energy, plastic. You know, these are the things that, those are the people that the ruling class look down on. And truckers exemplify, they are the quintessential members of that class, the working class, the people who move real things. They drive trucks full of stuff. And, you know, I've talked about this before, about how this is what the people at the top have lost all appreciation for. They don't understand it. They don't appreciate it. They don't care. They're uninterested. In fact, they look down on all that, all the real world stuff. They look down on all that stuff. This is why they were and still are so eager to shut everything down. This is why politicians think, oh yeah, we'll just shut all those people down. We don't need them. You know, I've talked about this with the MMT episode about how the people at the top, they don't even need the tax money that those people generate anymore. They just print the money and pay themselves. They don't even need the working class anymore. That's how they feel. That's how they think anyway. They've lost all appreciation for, you know, I said this about how the people on the left, Democrats, they didn't come down on the lockdowns. They were so in favor of the lockdowns. They were wishing for more lockdowns. That's their big complaint about America, is that we just didn't lock down enough. And because they don't understand or appreciate the real economy, where real things come from. You know, where food comes from, where furniture comes from. You know, they don't appreciate any of that stuff. These are incredibly stupid people. Unbelievably stupid people. And it's really become political. We've got the Republicans and the Democrats. And the Republicans are the ones who do all the work. We're the ones who get up in the morning and go to work. And and move things. We get our hands dirty. We move real resources around in the real world. We do real things. And I'm not gonna just paint the laptop class with a broad brush. I don't want to paint them with a broad brush, because there are some members of the laptop class. There are some people in the who do work on a computer all day or talk on the phone all day who appreciate what the workers do, who appreciate where real things come from. There are some people in the laptop class who can work from home, but still understand that we need to have that real economy. So I don't want to say that anybody who works with a computer doesn't understand that, but those people should be, anyway, Republicans or libertarians. The Democrats are the ones who, they're the members of the laptop class who don't care, don't understand, don't appreciate the real world, the real economy, real resources, real things moving around in the real world. You know, you've got the essentially, and I always sort of categorize Democrats, or at least the political ruling classes, they're parasites, right? These are the parasites. They're the parasite class. They live off of the earnings and the production of the productive class. So you've got the productive people, and then you've got the non-productive people, the people who don't work, who don't do anything. They maybe work for the government. They shuffle paper around. You've got the same with like the military. You know, you've got the people at the top who don't really have to. They don't have to fight and die. They're not going to get their hands dirty. And then you've got the soldiers, the people who are going to have to die, who are going to have their guts spilled out on the battlefield. You know, you've got this disconnect, and this is what we're seeing in America now. The Republicans and the Democrats. The Republicans are the people who do all the work. We move real things around in the real world. We appreciate the other people who do the same thing. We appreciate truckers. We don't look down on truckers. We appreciate them because we know that we need them. They are the people who bring, who move the things around. Anything that arrives at a store gets there by truck. We don't want to outlaw their gasoline trucks because it's bad for the environment. We don't want to outlaw fossil fuels because we know that will hurt them. And it will hurt us, and we understand that it will hurt us. The Democrats, they don't understand that. They think that they could just outlaw outlaw diesel because it's dirty. We have to save the environment. And then they're all going to starve to death because there's not going to be anything on the store shelves because they're morons. Democrats are stupid, stupid people, incredibly stupid. But they're dangerous. They're very dangerous because they control everything. You know, they control. There's a guy in the White House. He's the president of the United States. He's the most powerful human being on earth, and he's a Democrat, and he's a moron because he doesn't understand all this stuff. And he's surrounding himself with people who are equally stupid. So, you know, that's I think we have to make a choice. Every single one of us, we have to make a choice. Which side are we on? Which side are we going to be on here? You know, we've got they're making these rules. Joe Biden, Justin Trudeau up in Canada, making these stupid, pointless rules about truckers having to get vaccinated to cross a border. And I mean, they sit in a truck by themselves. And these vaccines don't even stop the transmission. It's all so pointless and stupid. And that's why it's really, to me, this isn't about health anymore. I mean, we all know now that these vaccines are not, we all know that they're great if you're old and immunocompromised, or, you know, if you're at risk, if you're obese, if you have diabetes, if you've got some serious underlying health problems and you're worried that COVID might kill you or hit you really hard, it's a good idea to get vaccinated. That's fine. But we all know now that the vaccines don't stop transmission. So what is the point of excluding unvaccinated people? What is the point? There is no point. The only point is war. It's war against people that they hate. You know, it's war against, the Democrats are waging a war against the deplorables, against the people in the real world to do the real work, because they look down on them. They don't respect them. They don't respect, they don't appreciate, and they don't even understand how important they are to their own lives. They're just stupid. And it's really dangerous because they're causing problems that I've said this before a long time ago, before I started this podcast, I was talking about this, about how, you know, and this goes to my understanding of the knowledge problem and how systems are very complicated. The world economy is a very complicated, interconnected system. And if you start tinkering with it, you're going to create problems that you haven't thought of, you haven't foreseen. And those problems could end up literally killing you. You could end up dying of starvation, or you freezing to death at night, or you know, all kinds of stuff. I mean, this is how countries become destabilized and fall apart and collapse into chaos and crime. You know, some poor person might murder you because they lost their job because of what you support. You know, you support a political policy which causes a bunch of people over here to lose their jobs, and then those people get angry and they murder you to try to steal your money. You know, so you're voting for your own death, you know, indirectly, but you don't understand that, and you won't understand that. People don't understand this stuff until it hits them. So, I'd much rather just not take that risk by just don't tinker with this stuff. This is dangerous. These people are dangerous. They are meddling and tinkering with a system, an incredibly complicated system that they don't understand. And they are, and in my opinion, they're doing it just because, just out of sheer spite. I don't know. It's the only logical solution, answer I can come up with anyway. I don't know. They just hate. They look down on the working people, and they want to just do whatever they can to torment them and persecute them, because they just don't care about them. They want to, maybe they just want to assert dominance. I don't know. But it's ugly, whichever way you cut it. And I think that this is what we have to do as Americans and as Canadians and as everybody. We have to pick, which side are we on? Are we on the side of these stupid, useless bureaucrats? Are we on the side of the real world? Real world, like the real things: heat and air conditioning and food and clean water and houses that go over our head to shield us from the rain. You know, these are real things, clothes that keep us warm. You know, so that's what we have to do. That's what we have to think about. We have to make a choice. Everybody has to choose. So choose wisely. That's what I say. But okay, that's it. That's episode 48. As always, if you like this podcast, give me a good rating on iTunes, or go to Podbean. You can message me on Podbean. Gotten some messages on Podbean, and you can check me out on Twitter at LibertarianRep3 on Twitter. And I don't know, I'm on Float and Sovereign and Minds and Getter and Gab and Parler. And I'm phasing out Facebook. I'm pretty much totally off YouTube. I'm on Rumble. The video versions are on Rumble. Not all of them, but I'm getting them up there. And that's it. All right. Well, have a great day, and I will see you on the next one. Bye-bye.